Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas, our host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. TNT Dynamight.
Oh, wow, getting some.
I caressed the mic. Stuff.
Yeah, dude, you're all caressing. So what's up, dude? How's your week been? We were off last week. We had a visitor in from out of town.
Yeah, Mama Mite came up.
TNT Mama Mite was hanging out.
Yeah, shout out to her.
Yeah, shout out to Mama Mite.
She will never see this.
Like we said, spoil it for her. Look up TNT Dynamite's mom and send her a spoiler.
Mrs. Dynamite.
Mrs. Yes. Dynamite exclusively. You'll yeah, you'll find her. It's easy. All right, well, if you're watching us on Twitch TV, thank you. Yeah. Twitch.tv/media. It's Crazy Town Media Live. Or below, as you can see, follow us on Crazy Town Media on Twitter, do Instagram.
Do it.
TheCrazyTown.com. Of course, our YouTube channel, Crazy Town Media. Just search it up. It's there. But we have an extra special episode because we did. Whatever.
Do you know that you know when you're doing it? Do you? I just wanted to. Do you know?
Do like, I know?
You,
real,
you know it's happening, right?
What's happening? What are you talking about?
Nothing. Keep going.
Oh, yeah, dude. I know. We have an extra special episode today because we took a week off. So, guess what? We're bringing it to you faster than we can possibly punch it.
We're not doing a longer show, though.
No, we're not.
No.
No, we're definitely not.
We got shit
not.
To do, all right?
Yeah, man. We got stuff to do. So we're going to roll through some topics, talk about some things, make you feel good in your subcockles, and fucking send you on home with grandma.
I could use a good subcockle massage right now,
yeah,
Jonas.
Dude, I'm
could
not
you
doing
hook that
it
up?
For you. Nah, I'm good.
What do you mean you're good?
I'm good. I ain't subcockling anything. Now is the time you've all been waiting for. The rock, paper, scissors that you can't see if you're listening on Spotify or iTunes. Tune into the video.
Are you...
What, dude?
Nothing. Keep going, right. Dude. I'm fine. Are you making me lose my shit?
All right. I threw him off his game. I'm going to win now.
All right. What are you doing that? Dude, you went like that, man.
One, two, three.
You went like this and this.
One, two, three,
this
go.
And this.
I hit the third one.
All right. One, two, three, go. One, two, three, go. One, two, three, go.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I held hit her three times and it didn't work.
Yeah, dude, that's why. They all fail.
Threw the goddamn scissors out.
Yeah, dude, I was scissoring. I've been scissoring.
All right,
man. So what I got here is a little bit of a story. TNT Dynamite, have you ever wanted to have sex with a Martian?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Are you kidding me? You know how awesome that would probably be?
It might be all right.
I've seen Star Trek and Star Wars and Spaceballs and Back to the Future. And
what's that have to do with...
What, there are aliens in Back to... There's no aliens in Back to the Future?
Like, George McFly thinks Marty's an alien when he comes to him in the fucking radiation suit and he puts the headphones on him and he turns it real up loud and he's all like, oh, God, I'm doing things.
All right, okay, not that one. Fifth Element is what I meant.
Oh, Chris Tucker.
Ruby Rock.
All right. So...
Penis jokes.
I'll get to the fucking Martian shortly enough, but there's a little bit I want to talk about.
Wait, how are you going to lead off with fucking a Martian and then...
It's all relative.
Okay, all right. I'll let you slide. Don't tease them.
If you haven't heard the news, Elon Musk wants to have a space colony.
Who doesn't?
Well, yeah, he wants to have a former colony on Mars, or I think Jeff Bezos also wants to do it too.
Oh, so the richest man ever want to do some of the richest man ever type shit.
Yeah, go figure. When you have so much money that you could throw $1,000 in the toilet for no reason.
Dude, I feel good when I go on Amazon and I can just get a bunch of shit. Just they're like, hey, let's go build
that's
a moon.
That's the Bezos effect.
Yeah, dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, dude, it's sad. So there was a man, his name is Scott Solomon. He is a professor at Rice University.
Okay, all right. Prestigious school.
He wrote a book about some other things, and he started talking about things that could happen revolving evolution of humans if they lived on Mars. Now, this wouldn't happen immediately. But over, like, as they lived there and had babies and, like, more generations came to be.
So, like, some evolutionary type shit.
Yes. Okay. But what could happen over a couple generations when we colonize Mars?
This is an idea. I like this.
Yeah. And some of the shit I never thought of. I thought it's very interesting. So, basically, some of the things he said is eventually, you know, evolution depending on how much it ups your chance of survival, mm-hmm. it happens faster or slower.
Yeah.
So if something's able to give you a 50% chance of survival, greater survival, that those genes are going to be passed on to offspring way quicker than if it's just like, yeah. oh, we have six fingers.
All right, sure.
So one things, of the first things...
Things like what?
One of the first things...
Mm-hmm.
He said over time, the people on Mars would end up having denser bones. Not from jerking off, though. Surprisingly.
No.
What he said is the gravity on Mars is 1/3 of that of Earth. So he said, so there would be less force pushing you down to the Earth, or to the on down to Mars, I guess. So, in turn, regular humans' bones would be more brittle.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Because there would be less, there would be less force.
Yeah, the pressure itself would make the bones denser. Yeah.
Right. So, over time,
yeah.
they would need denser bones. Because what he said, what could happen is there would be risks of females fracturing their pelvis while giving birth.
Yeah.
Because they'd be spreading their, they spread so wide open, it could, break pelvic bones.
Yeah. All right. I kind of like that.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, shit.
Even older people, osteoporosis and shit. Yeah. I kind of think about that.
Yeah, exactly.
So the body would have to protect itself against the increased gravity.
Yeah. It says also the future generations on Mars could end up having, they could be more nearsighted.
Larger penises.
No.
No, I mean, if you're nearsighted, the penis looks
larger.
It looks larger when you're close. No, okay.
And the reasoning behind that is that if you're living in a confined, they wouldn't be just roaming around on Mars. You'd be in these, it would have to be, tented and things.
So they wouldn't have to utilize the muscles that make you look fine.
Right. You would, on Earth, we can walk outside and be like, oh, what's over in the trees over there? But you wouldn't need to do that.
Yeah.
And the example he cited was there's some species of fish that live in caves that over time are just blind now because they have no need for vision. So it makes other things stronger by getting rid of your vision. So he said that could be one of the things that could do it.
I never thought about that.
I know, dude, all these things I never thought of. This dude must be pretty fucking bright, right?
Give me something else, Joni.
All right. He said humans could adapt a new skin tone.
Hell yeah, dude.
Because to adapt to higher levels of radiation on Mars.
What color?
He didn't say. But it said, Earth humans use melanin to fight off ultraviolet rays.
Yep, sorry, white people.
So, right. But it said a new pigment entirely may be needed to battle the elements of Mars.
Okay.
So for all we fucking know, humans could have green skin because the green tone or purple tone or yellow tone or whatever.
That I could see.
Could fight
that
radiation.
I could see. It'd either be blood coming to the surface or blood leaving the surface. So either maybe a bluish hue or maybe. I don't know.
So that was another thing that could happen.
Yeah, I like that.
One other thing he said was that they could use oxygen more efficiently. Because an example of what he said was in a Tibetan plateaus have 40% less oxygen than most of Earth.
Yeah.
And people who have lived there and over time, they have dense. Good. They have, what did it say? Denser beds of capillaries to be able to distribute oxygen.
That's very true.
Yeah, so that people on Mars could do that.
But, wouldn't the areas be oxygenated, though? I don't know.
Well, yeah, they would be. But, I think...
they're not going to lowball them on the oxygen.
Yeah, I guess that's true, because it would be in, and this ties into this.
You got dudes hawking oxygen on the street.
Yeah, he's just like, hey, dog, here, I got to hit my mask, dog.
I got that O2.
Yeah, dude, O2 for free.
O2, I'll look you up.
Yeah, first is free, dog. Okay. The other thing that they could do, and this is where I'm getting to the point of the sex.
Thanks, all right? let's talk about the sex.
Sex, not...
You said it.
Well, I was referring to a topic, not a...
This is where we get to the sex. That's my Bill Cosby voice.
I was going to say, you put the pudding in the pot. Yeah, it's just like that. Basically, since all these people on Mars are going to be living in a sterile environment, they could essentially lose their immune system altogether because they're going to never be fighting any sort of germ.
No, dude, there's germs everywhere.
Right, but if you're in a sterilized environment, like a sterilized environment, capsule,
in the moment somebody passes gas, guess what?
Everyone's dead?
Everybody gets fucking fart herpes. And then wow. The whole fucking colony's wiped.
Goddamn fart herpes. I never would have known. That was what would have wiped out the Martian colony.
I'm just saying, it's like...
What he said, not lose them entirely, but they'd be weakened because yeah. There'd be way less to fight.
It'd be they wouldn't have all the germs that are already here right. And strong.
So the point of it being that. Is if they got to that point in a few generations, interplanetary mating... Wouldn't like Earth humans are full of bacteria, our mouths, everything.
Yeah, look
so,
at you.
So if you like gave a BJ to a fucking Martian, or like kissed a human mouths are dirty, dude.
Yeah, I only fuck Martian girls.
So you're not having any sex then?
Because so, they're clean.
Yeah. So essentially, like it would essentially drive the colonies farther apart. Like the you know. They would move there, and it wouldn't be like we were all one people. It would be like they're Martians, we're Earth, and it like the ability not to be able to like commingle would drive them even farther apart.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So like these are all things about having a colony on Earth that I wonder if Alon has thought of. He'll be dead by the time this shit takes place. He wants to be the man that starts it, but eventually, if someone brought over a little bit of flu bug, could wipe out the entire Martian colony in one swipe.
Yeah, like 100,000 years.
Dude.
You're talking way down the line, this type of evolution.
Oh, yeah, dude. But yes, those are all things that could happen.
But, you know, good shout out to Earth for getting to the next level, you know?
Shout out to Earth for germs.
We're like, fuck it, let's buy a garage.
Right.
I don't know. I want a summer home.
Yeah, dude.
On another planet.
Yeah, that's what we do.
All right, so it's me, right? Tag me in, Jonas.
Shut up, that. No. I didn't touch you.
Why not?
My hands are cold and clammy.
Dude, you got your earth germs all over.
Ah, dude, you've evolved into a Martian already.
All right, Jonas. Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, dude, they do things there like riot.
The city of brotherly love.
No, that's not them.
The Sunshine State.
Yep.
The Peach State.
The home of the former Cleveland Browns.
Oh, god damn, Jonas. Thank you for reminding me. Shout out to Dan Gilbert, by the way. Did you hear?
What'd he do?
He had a stroke, man.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah. Apparently, he's conscious and breathing. Owner of the Cavaliers, yeah.
Man.
So, quick shout out, man, because we Cleveland boys.
Are we giving hate to LeBron?
Why?
Because I'm sure he had a little bit to do with, like, him medical strikes.
Excuse me? Jonas, what the fuck?
I'm just being...
The man had a fucking stroke. You're making LeBron jokes.
No.
Jesus no. Christ, man. No, dude, fuck this. All right, I'm kidding. Baltimore, Maryland, city of brotherly love.
Yeah, the city... Yeah, dude, the friendship state.
All right, a ransomware... was issued to the town. Ransomware is when they shut down certain public systems and disabilities that the city depends upon computers to control their city.
Yeah, ransomware basically shuts down a computer system until they pay money to the people. You talk about I round about the bush, dude. I beat around the...
Dude, I'm getting there. I'm hitting every topic.
I got you.
I'm smoking for 20 seconds.
In case they forgot...
Can I get... Let me get into the potatoes.
Oh, dude, I love potatoes.
Let me get into some meat.
I was just helping people understand ransomware.
See, now you're making...
McAfee's.
Here's the bush, and we're both beating it. You want to beat the bush?
Dude.
All right, Robin Hood was the name of the ransomware. A group of people, unknown to the FBI and local authorities, want 13 bitcoins, which right now bitcoins are going for about $100,000 a piece.
What? Bitcoins are $100,000 a piece now?
Hey, fam.
Hold up, dude. Really? They rebounded.
Well, you got someone.
They rebounded that hard?
Yeah, they were around 70.
No,
or
dude.
No, it was for the price of all the bitcoins. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, I was like, holy shit,
not
Bitcoin made a comeback.
Hey, look, man, if you don't watch the news, you're not informed. If you watch the news, especially us, you're misinformed.
Oh, yeah. You know, hey, all right, provide not fake news, not real news.
Jonas. What news?
In between news.
No, it's not even fake news.
Nah, dude, we don't fake
this
news.
This is fucking fake news.
Dude, this is real shit.
I don't know what the fuck we're talking about. I like this dynamic. Yeah, right, dude. Actually, I like us just talking shit. All right. Anyway.
We win. Anyway.
So the ransomware shut down various parts of the city that were vital to them making money.
Yep.
The department... It shut down department emails and websites for the Department of Public Works, which controls receiving payment for water bills. So,
yep.
Hey, your water's free, fam. Fill a pool up twice. Just fill it up. Drain that bitch. Fill it up again just because you can.
Turn on a hose and run it in the street, bitch.
Yeah, dude. Just fucking leave all your faucets running. Department of Transportation so that the city cannot issue parking tickets or handle vehicle impoundments properly. And what do you call that? Real estate transfer of sales and property taxes cannot be properly calculated due to this. So they're not really harming anything that would affect, like, the everyman.
Right.
It's all just, like, fuck the city.
Well, yeah, but if you're trying to sell your house, you can't get your money.
I mean, yeah, but it's just like...
I mean, regular men do that, right?
Is that just an inconvenience? I mean, of course it's an asshole maneuver, Joni. You don't have to convince me it's wrong.
Yeah.
It's wrong to hold a city hostage, whether it be government or not.
This is why
what?
This is why I feel that digitizing everything is a terrible idea.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. That's inevitable.
Well, yeah, but shit like this can happen. What if, like...
Shit like this has been happening.
What if Dr. Doom comes in and does this to every city?
I think this is, like, the third time it's happened in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Like, dead-ass serious.
Yeah, do they pay the other ones? Because I mean, they're setting some precedent, dude.
They are setting some precedent with the price. They threatened that if it wasn't met, they weren't paid after 4 days, that they would up the price, and after 10 days, they would delete all the data. The price of Bitcoin, of those 13 Bitcoins, was $70,000, and since Bitcoin has risen, it's up to about $100,000, so they haven't raised the amount of Bitcoins that they want, but there is a chance that all the data that they said would be erased is gone.
Yeah, but like, 100K, dude, if you're gonna do something like this, why don't you get some real money?
I don't know, man. It was just somebody seeing if they could do it. They figured the city would pay 100K and it'd just be over, but honestly, that's taxpayer money.
You know, right?
That 100K is a street that could have been, like, repaved or something in a neighborhood that needed it.
They could have renamed it something else. They could have named it Crazy Town Boulevard. Instead, they're paying goddamn Hacker Man.
And that's going to cost you way more than 100K.
No, dude, they're going to do that because they love us.
So I'm all for the guys who are, like, social justice, stick it to the man and the government. We don't like Big Brother, but in the long run, you're only hurting the people who actually live in Baltimore. They're not going to forget about your water bills. You're going to have to pay for
the
water.
Yeah, that's truth. So what's going to happen is everybody's going to spend that money, mm-hmm. and then they're not going to get their water shut off.
But, hey, free parking.
Yeah, dude, for sure. But what if it's like a foreign national that's doing it? Like, they don't care about
foreign and nationalist.
Yeah, dude, like some terrorist organization.
Sound like you know it's the guy. You know him, don't you?
What if it's you? What if it's Hans Gruber?
I don't know.
Die Hard.
It don't matter. It doesn't make it any less worse, I guess.
Yeah, it's truth.
It's still bullshit, and get out of my country with your fucking bullshit. If that's
you know,
the case.
I'm curious because I read about that story as well.
Yeah.
And I wonder how long it's been now.
I'm not sure. This was like the 13th, I think.
So yeah, it's been more than 10 days.
Happened. Yeah, it's
so been I wonder if they're just throwing empty threats.
Well, dude, the FBI is on it at this point. So
you don't fuck with the Fibby, dude.
You really don't fuck with the Fibby.
Nah, dude, the Fibby.
Full blown Irish.
Yeah, dude, for sure.
Jonas, your turn. Get
all
it
right,
on,
dude. TZ Dynamite.
What?
Have you ever had food poisoning before?
Yeah, one time. It
See?
Sucked.
Actually a lead-in that isn't a crock of shit for you.
I've had it twice.
Really?
Like, real talk. Like, I'm in the bed, writhing in agony.
Was one from the Chinese place that I really
yes.
liked? Dude, you writhe from the green sprouts?
Yeah. And dude. Then another time, dude, I ended up just making myself drink salt water until I threw up because it was that bad.
So. Oh, wow. Oh, that's from the beef, though, right? You told me that story about the beef on the counter?
I don't remember if it was the beef, honestly. I don't remember. It was a long time
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
so,
it sucks. Have you ever had it?
No, I have not.
Lucky fuck, dude. You got a stomach of a gullet.
Goat stomach.
Gullets.
Eat a tin can and be good. All right. What?
Nothing, dude. Just do what you're doing. Keep it moving. I'm fine.
All right. So I found an article I thought was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
About food bacteria.
E. coli.
Well, just in general, food bacteria.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of times people will cook food and... And I have a problem, especially with, like, pork chops,
yeah.
where, like, I always think they're not cooked, and I'm afraid of getting some bacteria in my system. Because, like, pork chops can still be pink and be fully cooked. But you see pink pork chop, and you're like, oh, my God, dude, I ain't going to smash that.
Yeah, okay.
So
I could see that.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh shit, that's still pink in the middle. Like, you know, like you learn that the only thing safe to eat pink is beef. Like, you know.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, it's like raw rare and shit. You know what I mean? Because rare is basically red.
I don't like the red.
Were you well done?
Yeah.
You're a well done boy?
I am a well done boy.
All right. I get it. I respect it. Okay. It said here, and I read this and I did not know this. There is no bacteria that is pathogenic, which means it can cause you illness, that will survive being cooked at over 122 degrees Fahrenheit.
What that mean?
What it means is a medium rare steak is cooked to 145 degrees.
Okay.
Like a pork chop, 145 degrees. That's kind of a standard cooking temperature. When you're cooking meat, dude, I know this.
Yeah, I know. I don't meat it up, but dude. You meat it up.
But,
I know.
Right. I know. Yeah. But what it said is when you're cooking, obviously the higher the temperature, the less time it has to be that temperature for it to be safe.
Yeah.
But it was like it said here. Yeah, pork could be pink. Chicken shouldn't be cooked to 145 degrees.
What the fuck? Why not?
Because you're overcooking it. The proteins break down. Then it breaks down, it releases water.
You want me to eat pink chicken?
Chicken won't be pink at 145 degrees.
No, I don't eat meat anyway.
Yeah, occasionally. But.
Question.
Yeah, what's that, dude?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, dude.
Jonas, do you wash your meat before you cook it?
They say not to do that.
They say a lot of things, Jonas. I'm just saying.
I wash my meat, but just not the one I cook.
Jonas, come on. Now, see, I'm trying to be serious.
No, I do not wash my meat.
You don't wash any of your meat before you cook it?
No.
This is a point of contention.
The heat kills it, dude.
This is a very divisive...
Washing the meat before you cook it? Really?
I've always washed meat before I cook
Yeah,
it.
You shouldn't do that.
Why not, though?
I read this the other day, and I don't remember why.
Okay, I read it, too.
Why?
Just go ahead.
There's more stuff. I
just want to know about the meat washing.
Oh, I don't know. There was nothing about meat washing in my story. Oh,
okay.
Why should you or shouldn't you wash your meat?
I don't know, because why wouldn't you? You wash vegetables when you get them.
Yeah, dude, but you don't cook vegetables that high.
All right,
dude.
Man. You don't wash it. Just keep your meat all dirty. Right. Keep you and your dirty meat.
Put dirty meat all in your
mouth.
The biggest issue with meat and getting food poisoning is not the cooking temperature. Cross-contamination.
Getting it onto something else.
Getting raw meat juice on anything else. And then basically what it said is you use a knife to cut your chicken up a little bit,
yeah.
Chicken breast, put it in the pan.
Yeah.
You can then take that knife and cut fully cooked eggs, and that has a bigger chance of getting you ill because it's raw. The raw juices are on the knife.
So wouldn't you lessen the chances of cross-contamination if you wash most of the juice off of the meat? Oh, no, I keep going back to
No.
But I need to know.
No, dude.
Where the logic lies.
But basically, it says anything that raw meat touches, you should treat it like it was coming out of the toilet. Like you should, whether it's you as a person, your clothes, your utensils, the cutting boards and knives. It said you should never cut raw chicken on the same cutting board that you cut like cooked chicken on. Which is truth, man.
Yeah.
That shit can get in there. You got to bleach that shit out.
Ugh, dude. I don't like touching meat either.
And I did find out a little separate tidbit.
Chicken breast.
That most bacteria doesn't live past 122, but bacteria that makes you ill cannot reproduce at 102 degrees. Hence, the human fever mechanism of getting a temperature of around, you know, like of 100 and 203.
Yeah.
Because it keeps it. So, like, when you have the temperature, it's like everyone takes aspirin and shit to take it down.
Mm-hmm.
But it being up is essentially preventing you from getting sicker.
Yeah, it's trying to kill the stuff.
Yeah.
We've been eating meat since the dawn of time. This is one of our alien mechanisms to fight off infections.
Yeah, dude.
It's just about, dude.
Fucking you Goku it up, dude.
107, you're dead, though, so.
Yeah,
try
dude.
To stay
and
away
that's
from
crazy, because it's funny, because, like, we can't get up to 120, obviously, to kill it.
Mm-mm.
But we get to the point where it can't, like, bang.
Hey, dude, we're beautifully beautiful creatures, man.
I wonder if it was like that back in the day.
It was not.
What do you mean?
It was not like that, dude. People just died.
From fever?
Yeah, well, yeah. especially before we discovered things to take it down. I'm sure the body found like a sweet spot over the years.
Yeah, over all these decades. Yeah. I wonder what Christopher Columbus's highest fever was ever.
I don't know, man. I used to get scurvy a lot.
What does that do?
That's a vitamin C deficiency.
Oh, because they don't have enough oranges. Mm. God damn it. They all should have been in Florida longer. Mm.
I still say you wash your goddamn meat, dude. You get less meat juice on your stuff. Put the meat juice down the drain.
I'll look it up right now, dude.
What are you going? What is there to look up? I'm going with my next story.
Go ahead. I'm looking up wash raw meat right now as we fucking talk.
All right. Social media addiction can cause people to do some pretty strange things. Jose Sims. He was a social media addict. He was also wanted by the Connecticut Police Department for 7 arrest warrants for failure to appear in court.
Because he was hanging out on Facebook?
No. No.
He's like, sorry, dog, I can't make it. I'm reading my feed.
Honestly, I didn't look into what his charges were, but I assume they're like nonviolent or okay. They would have been on the forefront. Either way, 7 arrest warrants, wasn't showing up to court. He contacts Lieutenant Brett Johnson of the Connecticut Police Department and tells him, you know what? I just noticed that you put a picture of me on Facebook that said, do you know this man? Turn him into the cops. He said, if that picture gets 15,000 likes, I'll turn myself in.
It got a million, right?
Lieutenant Brett Johnson, this genius cop, decided that it would be difficult, but it would be doable. Quotations.
Oh, God.
In less than 24 hours, Jonas, how many likes do you think that picture got?
14 million.
No, it got 22,000. Oh. And as of now, he still ain't turned himself in.
What a fucking liar, dude. The criminal who didn't show up 7 times didn't keep his word?
But just a few days ago, he was quoted saying, damn, that's a horrible picture of me that you got out
there. That son of a bitch.
I know, dude. So yeah, this is the lengths that people go through, dude. And you got to be really addicted. And honestly, wait a minute. First off, what kind of cop is going to be like, I'll negotiate with this guy. 15,000 likes, I got you.
Well, I mean, I think he figured it was better odds than trying to find him.
I know, but it just seems like he's playing his game.
He's playing games with him. He'd been like, you come meet me at the Chick-fil-A.
Who, the cop or Dan?
All of them.
Jonas, what? I don't understand. We got to be coherent a little bit.
He's playing games.
Which the cop. One? The cop is playing games with Jose.
Well, Jose was like, listen, cop dog.
Listen, cop dog. Continue.
I'm going to play you a little game.
Yep.
If you retreat Michelle off, I'll come on down to the station.
Uh-huh.
Dude, I don't like your...
I'm so glad to sit here. Tell your story.
And the cop was like...
Goes right back into it.
You know what? And the cop was like, you know what? Dude, you ain't going to turn yourself in anyway, but on the off chance you fucking keep your word, I look like a hero. Turned out I look like a zero, though.
That's basically what happened, Jonas. Thank you. Jonas with the weather.
Sunday's gonna be sunny and humid. Oh my god, you better bring your raincoat because by 3 p.m. there's gonna be an 80% chance of your mom throwing water into your bed.
This is what the show has become now. You know that, right?
That's what you've become.
What did I become? You saying I changed?
Nah, dude, you're different.
All right, keep it moving.
Yeah,
next
dude.
Story.
Dude, you know, I gotta. I'm not even gonna lead in with a shitty segue or something.
Why not, dude?
Because I gotta make a proclamation.
A proclamation.
Yeah, proclamation.
Coming out of the closet.
No.
Why not?
Ah, dude, I can't do these.
That's what you said last
night. I like
Taco
Bell probably more than I should.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, dude, like, it's really trash fucking food.
Yeah.
But if there's, like, I don't really eat fast food anymore, but I will still eat Taco Bell.
Well, that's kind of the opposite of what you just said, but yeah, like, Taco Bell is
But
good.
I can't tell you the last time I've had any other fast food place except for, like, Taco Bell.
It's usually, like I can still remember. Like, it has an emotional resonance for us, obviously. 3 o'clock in the morning.
Dude.
We had just blown, like, an entire ounce of marijuana between the 3, 4, 5 of us, 2 of us, whatever. Fucking, where do you want to go eat? Taco Bell, dude. The best flavor for high taste buds, Taco Bell.
Yeah, dude. And you can throw, take like $5 up there and you can get a lot of shit.
You can get like five tacos for $5.
I thought
bucks.
That store was going to a way different spot. No. I thought you were going to say 3 a.m., crying in a corner of my bedroom. No, I need some food, dude, to make me feel better. No, I'm going to go get me a quesadilla.
I was talking about the old times.
Oh, okay, dude. You know? Well, it also didn't help that our town was trash and that's the only thing that was open.
That's true.
So,
too.
Like, maybe it's like association by like victim of circumstance. Yeah. But, you know, anyways. Wow.
Stockholm Syndrome, Jonas.
Yeah, right? Where we fell in love with our captor.
Literally Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, dude. When that Sheetz opened up, ooh, yeah. Dude, Sheetz is good as fuck. Shout out to Sheetz.
Stockholmed up in that
MTO.
Bitch.
All right. August 9th. It's a big day for Taco Bell, dude.
What happened?
Palm was coming up. It hasn't happened yet.
Oh, okay.
Palm Springs, California. They're opening up a Taco Bell resort and hotel.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
No joke.
Are you serious? It's Demolition Man.
Yeah, I know, right? they said this Taco Bell resort is going to have unique menu items only available at the Taco Bell Hotel and Resort.
Oh, of course.
Dude, okay. Oh, hold on. I got to stop the story here.
Do you?
You go to a you splurge the money to go to a hotel resort and you eat Taco Bell. Does anybody love Taco Bell that much?
I think Taco Bell is more just the name. And they probably have, like, real food there.
I doubt it.
You think they're just going to bring you out a fucking Crunchwrap? We added pesto to this Crunchwrap. Different.
We put some spices on this one. This beef doesn't have sand in it, friend. They also said, and I quote, a not-to-miss gift shop for exclusive Taco Bell apparel. I can't tell you how many Taco Bell t-shirts I own. How many about you?
Jonas, if you don't stop going up octaves, you're going to shatter every fucking glass in the apartment.
Right. I don't know what apartment you're talking about.
Anyway, like, I don't know, dude. I don't care about Taco Bell
dude,
stuff.
I would never wear a fucking Taco Bell shirt.
You have a Taco Cat shirt.
I don't have it.
You do have
it.
You
have
it. You don't have a Taco
no, dude,
Cat
Taco
shirt?
Cat is a Taco Cat frontwards and backwards. I saw it. I wouldn't wear that shit. I don't wear word shirts.
You're wearing a word shirt right now.
It's a band shirt.
Frank. It says Tool on it. That's a word.
Yeah, dude. Well, I don't want the ones to be like, dude, shit happens when you party when you're naked, dog. I don't wear those sort of fucking shirts.
That was good, Jonas. Yeah. I enjoyed that.
So, and also.
Uh-huh. Taco Bell Resort.
I know. When you go to salon. And you're female?
Yeah.
You need to get your hair and nails did, right?
So you can get taco nails?
You can get exclusive Taco Bell nail art.
I'm done. I quit the podcast.
And hairstyles. They just tie your hair with some burritos.
I'm going to the Taco Bell Resort.
Well,
you
have a couple months.
Yeah.
We can do the podcast on location.
Where is it going to be at, Jonathan?
Palm Springs, California, August 9th.
All right, so it's in Palm Springs, August 9th. Do we have a price?
All you can do right now is go to Taco Bell's website and put in your email, and they'll start taking reservations soon. Huh. I think in June.
Honestly, Jonas.
And I don't know if this is like a temporary thing or a permanent thing or what.
Probably. They got the money, dude.
Yeah, right?
They've been around forever.
God, forever, yeah.
Yeah. They're basically like little McDonald's brother or something.
Okay. Yeah, I guess.
But I honestly do think that they would treat it as a real hotel resort. They probably have like your base Taco Bell, and then they probably have like a dining menu where they're gonna have like real chefs and shit creating just like a Tex-Mex type of
Taco Bell exclusives.
Yeah, like Tex-Mex delicacies, man.
Oh, dude,
they'll be like, this is our crunch wrap with seasoned bell pepper and Brussels sprouts, and they're gonna toss fish and shit into
it. Oh, I got you. They're gonna keep the same like ambiance,
yeah,
but they're gonna have like grade A shit instead
exactly.
of grade like D shit.
Yeah, dude. And honestly, you can't go wrong with Tex-Mex, dude.
Dude, I
kind of
want Taco Bell now.
You get it, dude. Oh. You go ahead and get it.
You get it.
All right, speaking
Buy
of
me Taco Bell.
Speaking of trash.
Oh, dude. Quit talking about us. We should be self-promoting on the podcast.
I refuse to do that. You come for me, you're getting real. No manufacturing, all right?
Yeah, trash.
I'll quickly fuck everybody in the room.
Wow.
Just to prove how real I'm is.
I don't want that to happen.
All right, Jonas, how you feel about Alabama right now, man?
Dude, you know.
Huh? How you feel about them saying women can't get abortions, and if a doctor says that they do it, they get, or does the abortion, they get life in prison? How do you feel about that?
It makes me hurt for the status of our world.
And why is that, Jonas? Give us the real, because you're going to speak for both of us.
All right, cool, man.
I want you to speak eloquently.
I figure.
Don't talk about your grandmother, not one 10 seconds without your grandmother coming up.
Perfect.
All right.
I feel that women have the right to do whatever they want with their bodies.
Goddamn right.
Whether that is keep the baby, get rid of the baby, or whatever. Pro-choice does not mean you're a fan of abortion. It means you're a fan of the choice to rid yourself of a child that may have been conceived in a way that is not what you wanted. I.e., that means example, incest, rape, sexual assault, etc., etc. Women, you do you.
Yeah, so, like, I'm not sure of the intricacies. I don't know if, like if the baby doesn't have a chance to live, if it's, like, you know, borderline miscarriage or something, if they're letting you do it. But Jonas is basically right. I would have said a little bit different. I'm never going to say get rid of the baby, because that's just a little much for the...
I mean, that's essentially what they're doing, man.
For the snowflake.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. They're not, like, delicately removing life from a systematic...
Okay, Jonas.
Yeah, dude, I mean...
Don't sugarcoat it. Well, you know what else the fuck they did?
What's that?
Fucking, have you ever watched Sesame Street, Arthur, any of those shit? You've never watched it.
I watched Sesame Street before.
You never watched Arthur?
I know what Arthur is.
The book.
I
heard. We read the book.
No.
When we were kids.
I've seen it.
You've never seen the book when you were a kid?
I've seen the books.
Arthur's Eyes.
I've seen Arthur. Okay. He's like a little like aardvark or some shit.
Do you know what that means?
Nope.
All right, that's fine. That was a fist. I held a fist up, and I had it clenched, and I was getting... Anyway, so Arthur... They get it.
You don't have to.
That's all right. You're old. So Arthur had a principal, Mr. Ratburn, where he was a teacher. I don't fucking know. I'm fucking 40 years old. And he was going to get married to a significant other.
Yeah, dude. Arthur. I heard about this.
Mr. Ratburn was going to marry his boyfriend and fiance, Patrick, on Arthur.
You know?
In this era.
I love gay marriage.
Don't say it like that. You, like, looked off into the distance when you said it. You're like, I love gay marriage.
I think it's great, dude. All
right, I do. I think it's cool,
yeah,
too.
Man.
I'm fine with it, man. You know, you do whatever you want. I don't think straight people should get married.
Yeah, straighticism. All right,
but it was a beautiful event. It was inclusion for a percent of kids who have these type of feelings in themselves, and they saw that they could achieve what just anybody else on TV can achieve. It was good for them. At least that's the way I feel. You may feel differently. Alabama decided not to put the shit on their public TV station.
They probably can't hear you clapping.
They can hear it fine. Don't you worry about it.
Okay, just letting you know.
I know what they can hear.
Alabama didn't put it on their TV stations.
They heard it. You just wait till it plays.
Why didn't they do it?
Because they're Alabama.
They're gonna peek the shit out all the.
Because they're Alabama. They said that it takes away the choice for the parents to expose their children to that type of stuff.
Oh, so if the kid doesn't know that dudes like do dude things together, then
all it was two guys get married. They weren't fucking on Arthur. Nobody pulled a dick out and started dancing around.
No one helicoptered.
And a pink feather leotard.
Your shirt off,
yeah, like, dude. Fucking Freddie Mercury didn't get up and start humping Adrian Bourdain. I don't know, dude. Sounds like a gay dude's name. Adrian Bourdain.
Okay, I guess so. I mean, maybe that was a secret lover.
It just kind of like, you know, Alabama's been fucking up a lot lately.
Oh, yeah, dude. They got clans. They got fucking confederacies. They got all sorts of shit, dude. They got
clans.
Yeah, dude. Well, I mean,
like the...
What?
FaZe Clan?
Yes, the FaZe Clan lives there.
Dude,
I don't know how I felt about Alabama before all this stuff.
That's true.
I mean, any of our fans out there that are from Alabama, we think you guys are great.
But... Yeah, I don't blame the people of Alabama because they're not super happy with the abortion laws, even though there are some people who agree with it wholeheartedly.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, it may just stem from a strong sense of that morality in Alabama anyway, but...
Yeah, man, but unfortunately...
I don't know if they're speaking for the majority.
When the world the way the world works is you are thought to be like your spokesman makes you seem. So if the governor of Alabama's like, fuck abortion, it makes it seem like everybody in Alabama is like, fuck abortion. If the people in our country fucking, if someone in our country who's leading it does something that the world doesn't like, it makes everyone think Americans are fucking assholes because our leaders do some dumb shit.
Is that are you trying to say a slight jab, Jonas?
No, dude, I'm not jabbing anyway.
It sounds like a jab.
No, dude, no jabs.
Oh, so we can say fuck Alabama, but we ain't going to say fuck the White House, huh?
Dude, I don't have sex with any White Houses. Dun, da, da, da.
All right. Also, Sesame Street had a orphan child.
Oh, poor! It was laughing. I get in trouble for LeBron James. You're making laughing orphan puppet jokes.
It was an orphan puppet.
Okay.
And she was talking to Elmo, and they were having a conversation. She was like, Elmo, I don't want to talk about my problems. And he was like, what's wrong? And he was like, and then up comes Gordon or some shit, and he's like, we're her for now parents.
For now? Is that what they call them?
Her parents were going through a rough time, so we're her for now parents.
Oh, they're trying to like help like kids that don't have daddies and mommies feel accepted.
Wonder if Alabama will take that off the air too.
God damn it.
God damn
it. I wonder what the percentage of child adoption is.
Please finish the sentence, Jonas.
Child adoption, dude.
I know, but you make an easy clip, dude. If somebody could clip that right up.
I wonder what the percentage of child adoption is.
You said, I wonder what the percentage of child. See, now they can clip me!
Yeah, dude.
All right, anyway, child adoption.
Oh, dude. I wonder how many kids get put up for adoption in Alabama.
I don't know.
I wonder how many gay people there are in Alabama.
I'd imagine that the child adoption rates are about to skyrocket, though.
Right? I bet, yeah.
With no more abortions.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Do you see all those, like, memes they put up about, like, oh, here's what's going to happen if you ban abortion. Like, and there's just, like, all these, like, really deformed babies. I was like, what the fuck is going on with the world, dude? Oh, my God.
People are pissed, dude. It's like we are in a new era right now where everybody wants equality. Nobody can talk shit on anybody, dude. And people are just, like, getting pissed off, and they're taking it to social media. We got a new soapbox, and everybody has access to it, and I fucking love it,
dude. Yeah,
I love it. Yeah, you can say whatever you want, you can do whatever you want, but the court of public opinion is in session.
Oh yeah, dude, you can drop it. You can drop whatever you want out there. That means you have your job tomorrow.
Goddamn, fucking love it, Jonas.
I will. I'll end the note. End this.
You got one?
Yeah, I'm gonna end this podcast on a positive note.
All right, cool. Let's hear it.
So, NCAA sports athletes. They previously have not been able to make any money whatsoever because they are not professionals. They are technically amateurs.
NBA?
NCAA.
Oh, yeah. College. Yeah. Okay. I thought you said NBA.
So,
I was like,
there's been many issues in the past where college kids have been given money, made money.
Yeah.
It's been huge scandals, college basketball, other avenues. The NCAA is going to consider allowing athletes to make money using their likeness and name. So, essentially, like...
You own your likeness and name.
Right.
I don't understand.
In the past, they would get in trouble for making money.
Yeah,
they couldn't even sell autographs.
Yeah.
Like, so I think that's kind of fucked up. Like, okay, I'm a famous college athlete, and somebody wants my autograph, I can't sell it and make money, even though I'm a broke-ass college kid.
Exactly, man.
Because I can't sign my name and make money off of it. Meanwhile, I have made the university billions of dollars.
And, like, honestly, who loses in that? Who loses if you let them make money?
Right, and that, I don't know why that's been a thing. I don't know, like, what the deal is. I guess maybe they thought they made enough money getting paid to go to the college in the first place.
Yeah, because a lot of them have their way paid for them. If you're a super, like, if you're a star of the team, then your way is already paid.
Right, you're going to school for free.
Yeah, you're going to bullshit classes, you're playing ball, and you're good.
Right, but these kids can't work. Their full-time job is basketball football.
Yeah.
I mean, now, if you're like...
Practice.
If you're like a track runner or like a fucking... your swim team player, you may have time to work. You may not be as busy as like if you're a basketball, football, baseball, those sort of things. But I mean, why can't you?
All right, Jonas, let's do a practice in critical thinking.
Okay. I love critical thinking, dude.
We have to think in the way that the world that doesn't want these people to make money. Why do we not want them to do it? Like, what do we feel like type of behavior it's going to incentivize if these kids are allowed to make money like this?
It is going to cause angst among their peers.
A1.
It is going to make them not give a shit about getting an education because they already going to have money.
It's going to incentivize kids to try to go to college just to play ball and not for academic reasons.
Right, because then they can make their money. Mm-hmm. They can make money before they go pro by going to the...
And then they won't even work as hard to go pro because they'll be like, I'm making college money right now.
They're like, I'm good. I made 120K.
All right. I like this, though. Yeah. Critical thinking.
What else?
What else? Anything else?
They, no, I don't know, man. What do you got?
That's about all I got, too. You said pretty much everything I was thinking.
Yeah.
But in the long run, Jonas, if you even to put a cap on what they could make in a year to try to, like, stem some of those things that might be the reason that they've had this put in place in the first place, that would be beneficial, too.
Yeah,
if they could only earn $75,000 a year.
Yeah, because I'll tell you what,
and
man.
And then the rest they had to put into a fund or something.
An 18-year-old millionaire ain't good for nobody.
Yeah, yeah.
Even especially themselves.
That's true. That's true. I wonder if schools will start fighting over players, like trading players. It's like a second year in college. I need them here at OSU.
Yeah, dude. I mean, they already. I mean, they pay them enough to go there. I mean, so they're.
This is this NCAA, right?
Yeah, college. Yeah.
So it's not football yet, huh?
No, I mean that's all sports through college.
Is that all in
NCAA? Is the standard term for all collegiate sports?
Oh, okay. I thought it was just basketball.
No. That's all of it. Baseball, everything.
Honestly,
call it the NCAA tournament because it's
First time you said NCAA, I thought it was like the Black People Club or something.
Not the NAACP.
I don't fucking know.
I know that, and I'm not an African American. The Black People Club, he says. You know, if I would have said that, how much angst there would have been around everyone who ever heard this.
No, I would have thought it was funny. Because I would have thought the same thing.
You'd be like, oh,
like, isn't that the Black People Club? I'm like, I don't know.
Maybe,
it
might be. All right, well, you got anything? I mean, we're at time. You got anything?
No, man, I got nothing.
All right.
I got nothing.
Well, that is all the time that we have for today's episode. Please make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on social media below. Crazy Town Media on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. CrazyTown.com is our website. But for Jonas, for TNT Dynamite,
and Testicles,
we are out.